Thanks to my next guest. Let's get right into the conversation. We call this our Tuned Into the Library of Michigan guests in on behalf of the State Library. Doors are closed, but boy, online is open. And let's talk all about COVID stories at the Library of Michigan. Head of Special Collections, Tim Gleisner, on the line. Good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning, Shelley.
Appreciate you. Again, your name familiar because you worked at both the Grand Rapids Public Library and certainly the Herrick Library, but doing great things when it comes to the State Library in these times. So we're talking COVID stories at the Library of Michigan. Are you into the collection zone? What's up, Tim?
Yeah, we are. Basically, we are collecting the stories of the COVID crisis. The reason why we're doing it, obviously, is this is a very historical time in our state, in all our communities, in our nation, the world. And basically what we're looking at and the reason why we're doing this is because we can look at past times, take the Spanish influenza outbreak from 1918 or, different periods of time like the Civil War, where, we truly wish that there had been more stories, more narratives about that time. And so what we're really looking to do is purposefully going out and getting stories from the state to basically capture this time, capture this place, to let people know how we reacted to it in many different ways, through stories, through poetry, photography. And so the reason why is just because absolutely this is just a singular time in our state and our nation's history.
I imagine because you do serve the state of Michigan, you are collecting from the whole state?
Yeah, we are. We're actually collecting stories from the whole state with our partners, the Historical Society of Michigan, who is helping us in this effort. And so we're looking at every corner of the state. Not only are we asking people to submit stories, but we're also actively going out looking at news stories all the way up to, Ishpeming, all the way down to Benton Harbor, basically looking for those stories that, are truly COVID-related, be it budgetary, be it education, be it, health news, whatever it might be. So not only are we asking for stories, but we're also collecting stories on our own from the various news outlets and websites that we're finding at this time.
Thank you for that. So what is the way that you are literally collecting the stories of the state?
Well, we're putting the call out to all the people throughout the state, again, with our help from the Friends of the Historical Society of Michigan. And at the Library of Michigan, we've set up a site where we're asking people to submit their stories, to give us their tales of, how their communities have changed. And just basically putting that call out through various different websites, through different interviews, news stories, just basically saying, we think what you have to say during this time is important. And so we have a site at the Library of Michigan, and our website is michigan.gov/Library of Michigan, all one word, again, michigan.gov/Library of Michigan. And under news and exhibits, we have the COVID-19 Save Your Story website, which has the form, and it gives you writing prompts to basically, even start you off if you need to in that collecting of your story of COVID.
Talking all things State Library of Michigan, or Library of Michigan Tuned In the Library segment with Tim Gleisner, Head of Special Collections, and looking to collect your COVID stories. Where will these stories again be held, and when do we get to peruse?
Well, the stories are going to be held at the Library of Michigan. They will have their own collection. And so anybody who, when we do reopen, and we will reopen, will be able to peruse those stories, look at them. And again, the stories that we're getting, run the gamut from poetry to narratives. And so they will be there at the Library of Michigan. When they'll be able to, obviously, one is when we reopen, and then two, when we're able to get back in the building, catalog the stories and actually make them available. My guess is probably later this summer people would be able to look at those stories.
How will the public help then in this collecting?
Well, I think the public can help us really by just looking around their own community. So I have a story that I like to tell people just to give as an example. I was walking in a park right down the street from my house one day, and it's a park that I walk on a daily basis. And just through some shrubs, through some thickets, I suddenly viewed tents that I had never viewed before. And they just appeared out of the blue. I didn't know what they were. And then I went home and I looked it up and I realized those were COVID testing stations that had been put up by a local hospital in my community. And it's the same thing I would say to anybody. You know, look for those things that have changed your community. I like to tell people about, you know, the Spanish influenza outbreak, which obviously is very much a parallel to what we're going through 100 years ago. And when you look at photos from that time, you don't see a lot of them, but there are times when you'll catch glimpses of people in face masks. There's one when I worked in Grand Rapids. I remember three young ladies in front of the Grand Rapids Library, all in face masks. Well, they were living through that Spanish flu epidemic at that time. And it's little things like that. Is it the deserted streets in your community? Maybe you take a picture. Maybe you write a poem about it. Maybe it's the fact that your child is at home like mine for the last 2 months, not in school. All those different ways that life has changed. It could be your unemployment story, tragically. You know, I mean, those things happen. We know they are happening. And we just want to capture snippets of all those different things.
Very nice. All right. Where can the stories then be sent? Give me your final call to action here. And is there a deadline?
Yeah. So it's go to our website, michigan.gov/all-one-word, Library of Michigan, michigan.gov/Library of Michigan, all one word. Under news and exhibits, we have the COVID-19 Savior story. And within that, we have a link that'll take you to a form. Now, if you have a problem getting to there, our email is librarian@michigan.gov, librarian@michigan.gov. And you could even submit it there or ask questions on how to get to that form. Either way, you should be able to submit your story.
Great. All right. Thank you very much, Tim. On behalf of our state library, Library of Michigan will open again one day. Until then, we continue to give back by sharing our stories. Thank you.
You're welcome, Shelley. Have a good day.